Hey, it's the Overnight Scape Underground, day one, track 38. Yes, look at this. A lot of tracks so far. 1:32 p.m. on our virtual day here, which means it's just coming up on 1:33 p.m., yes, which means we are 13 hours and 33 minutes into day one thus far. We're making progress, right? Look at this. It's amazing, yeah. Let me sip some coffee here. Very good. So you just heard Last Train. The full title is Place Sounds, Last Train. And the ambient sounds of taking the last train out of Secaucus there. Hope you enjoyed it. I definitely liked it. The interesting conversation about... seemed to center around someone is dog-sitting and some of the specifics of the dog-sitting situation. It's all... like I said, it's one of those things where it's like it's not like personal information. Like, who knows whose dog it is and everything. So, whatever. But, cool recording. An example of... what the hell? It's all these wires everywhere. That's an example of the place sounds. And I have a lot more of them. And we're going to be playing more place sounds. I really like that idea. That's one of the concepts that I want to really cover here in the Overnight Scape Underground. Is that in a place like this where you have control over the audio, I can put, like, for example, if I wanted to put like a 3-hour ambient recording of a park, you know, just sit in a park, whatever. Not that I would do that one specifically, but I'm just saying, right, that I could do it. And I think it's stuff that's always interesting. I mean, and this is the kind of stuff you would never sort of hear normally. Obviously on the radio, you're not going to hear anything like that, and no one would put something like that on a CD. But in this kind of environment, anything goes, which is that's what's so exciting about the Overnight Scape Underground, is that anything goes here in this environment. So anyway, coming up next is going to be a visit to the zoo, which is interesting. I realize there's actually another train ride in this piece as well. So I'm going to be talking about that. But first, it is time to start a great series of reviews here. Reviewing expired products, yes. Let me give you a little background on this situation. As I've probably mentioned many times so far on this day one of the Overnight Scape Underground here, my main show called The Overnight Scape has been going continuously since March of 2003. And one of the features of the show is reviews, especially of food and drink, beverages, snacks, candies, things of that nature. And I'm always looking for things to review when I'm out and about. And for some reason, I don't know if it's a mental block. I don't know if it's this weird, like, I don't know what it is. But I've sort of put some stuff aside. And like, I never review it, but I don't just throw it away. I just keep it. And in the case, people have sent me stuff as well. And, you know, keep meaning to review it, but I never do. And it's become a real problem because everything is getting expired because food goes bad after a while. Because food is... why does food go bad? Why? Well, let us say that it's made of substances which are through chemical and biological transformation, they go bad, right? So basically, in a chemical way, there could be chemical reactions, like oxidation, for example, that could alter the nature of the food. And then also biologically, you get bacteria. I think there's bacteria kind of in everything. But with certain foods, of course, like, you know, you get to like meats and stuff. And, you know, I don't go for that. I'm vegetarian. But if you had some like cold cuts and you let them go for a while, they start to go bad because there's some bacteria in there. And then, right, the bacteria starts eating more and more of the meat and it gets more and more bacteria. And it becomes poisonous, basically, right? So, but things go bad for a variety of reasons. I was just reading in this, I should go get that. It's this mag. It talks all about this topic. Hold on, I'll go get it. Hold on. Hey, here we go. Okay, this is Real Simple Magazine. This is my wife gets this magazine. And it's just thick. It's huge. It's like, it's called Life Made Easier. It's kind of a women's magazine, I guess you could say. There's like how many pages? Like, it's like 400 pages in this thing. Okay. It's just like giant magazine. How the hell am I going to find this? Sometimes when you sit in the toilet, you want to hear it. I found it. Okay. Sometimes I'll start reading all the different magazines. I was looking at this, and this one, they have an interesting feature here called "How Risky Is It?" Find out which health shortcuts are okay and which are a gamble with your well-being. So they have different things, whatever. Wearing disposable contact lenses, going to bed without brushing your teeth, blah, blah, blah. All these different things. Excuse me. And here we go. And they have different ratings of how dangerous it is. And I guess it's from 1 to 5. So this is, here we go. Eating food past its expiration date, right? It only has a risk rating of 2. The risk is usually low, and specifics vary from food to food. But when in doubt, throw it out. Since there are different dates, use by, sell by, and best if used before on foods, knowing when an item has gone bad can be tricky. With milk, for instance, keeping the refrigerator adequately cold and discouraging carton slurping, which introduces bacteria, are more important than the date. With deli meats, however, the date is key. Sliced turkey or ham that has been around too long, more than 2 weeks past the date, more than 2 weeks past the date with a sealed package or 3 to 5 days after opening, can be contaminated and, in the worst case, cause potentially lethal bacteria infection called listeriosis. Hey! Packaged foods eaten after their expiration dates will probably just taste bad and not harm you. So, that's good. Where are we going to put this magazine? There you go. Real Simple Magazine. December 2007. Here we go. 400 pages of great stuff, right? Anyway, here we go. So this is just going to be the first in a series. I have a bunch of this stuff. I got to get rid of this stuff. It's across the studio on top of a cardboard box. I've been staring at this crap for months now. I got it all. It was all over the studio before, and I finally got everything collected into like one giant plastic container, one cardboard box, and then a bunch of stuff on top of it. So we're getting to this stuff. Now, first here, we're going to deal with this one. I think this is a good place to deal, right? Isn't the underground? The underground is a good place to deal with all this expired stuff. We have a product that we bought a long time ago. It's called Hershey's Cookies. New Hershey's Kisses and Mini Cookies. Did I review these already? I'm getting a little bit like, let me check this out, because I noticed it's open, which is really bad. I want to see if I already did this one, because then we can just skip this and throw it right in the garbage. You know what I'm saying? Get rid of it. Hershey's Cookies, new Hershey's. Here's what it says on the box. Hershey's Family Size Cookies. New Hershey's Kisses brand mini cookies, confetti sprinkles. Mini cookies with candy sprinkles. Let's see. Here we go. I'm going to the archive. I want to just search and see if I've done this before. I would have written kisses. Please. I don't want to. Limited edition Hershey. Now, this is more a cookie. No, we didn't do this. All right. Anyway, I have no idea if this product is still even existing, and I'm trying to find the use-by date here. Oh, you know what? It's not too bad. It says March 2007. But I know we got it long before then, because this was purchased at Bed Bath & Beyond. It's $2.99, and it says 4770506. So does the 0506 mean it was purchased in, like, May of 2006? I don't know. Let me take it. Ah! Crap! Because the foil bag is open. Why did I eat these if I didn't review them, Let me see. So these things have just been like, they smell kind of like cookie dough. And what they are they're sort of like, they're trying to be shaped like little Hershey's Kisses, but they're made of cookie. And it's sort of like a light brownish, yellowish color with little flecks of color, like really like bright blue, green, and orange and stuff in there. So, what does it say on here? Oh, it's going to be so great to throw this out. I've been staring at this damn box for so long. I don't know. All right, here we go. I'll try to get one from underneath, because I don't think it's going to hurt me, but I just, it smells just kind of nasty. It smells like Play-Doh. It smells kind of nasty. All right, here we go. Eating expired food. I'm just going to have one. Hopefully I'll be okay. The confetti sprinkles brand, confetti sprinkle style Hershey's mini cookies. Yuck, what's that? Yeah. It's like multicolored stuff inside there. Actually, you know what? It tastes a bit stale, but generally, ugh. You can see they were probably pretty good when they first came out. I don't know. So, ugh.
It's actually, it does taste stale. It really does. Ugh.
As you might imagine, I mean, these expired in March, so April, May, June, July, August, September, October, 8 months. Ugh, kind of nasty. It just had a little bit of a stale taste, so. Well, I'm happy we finally got rid of these. So there you go, our first... Hope I'm all right. Expired food review here. What is this? They also have chocolate chip and double chocolate. I wonder if this is still being made. Is there like a website? Hersheyscookies.com. What is it? Hersheycookies.com. Let's see. Let's go to that website and see if they're still making this. Did I just have a... It's almost like time travel. I had a product from 2006, you know? Hersheycookies.com. Here we go. Here we go. Let's see. Ooh. Kisses Mini. Yeah, look. They're still making it. Confetti Sprinkles. Yes. It's still out there. So there you go. You can get it for yourself if you'd like. All right, I got to take a picture of this box and chuck it in the garbage. I feel like sick now. Oh, I paused because I'm not feeling good. I hope I'm all right. I don't know. I'm like coughing. I don't want to like cough in your ear. Let me have some more coffee here. Maybe this will help me out. Here we go. So in any case, let me describe to you the next feature. We're going to the zoo. The Turtleback Zoo in West Orange, New Jersey. Now, this is interesting. Here's a scenario. I had a doctor's appointment in West Orange, New Jersey. And this takes place on Monday, November 5th, 2007. This is just a couple weeks ago now, right? Yeah, this was just... Wow. For me, as I'm recording this is less than 3 weeks ago I recorded this piece. And so I went to the doctor, and this is in West Orange. Now, New Jersey is weird. New Jersey is so tightly packed. It's the most densely populated state in the United States of America by far. Excuse me. Wow. This expired food business is a little dangerous, you know? Come on. Anyway, but I have to do it as part of my responsibilities here on the Overnight Escape Underground to take care of all of the unfinished business of the Overnight Escape, right? Yeah. Everything sort of falls down here underneath the show. It is kind of like that, right? Like, I got this to do on the show, and it just sort of fell by the wayside. It's sort of in the basement, the underground of the Overnight Escape. Anyway, New Jersey is very tightly packed, as you might say. It's very, what would you say, densely populated. So you can drive a few miles and be in an area you've never seen before. And for me, the oranges are an area that I am not that familiar with. So I went to this doctor's appointment, and I drove past this area, which was really, I'm like, whoa, it's like this brand new, like, arena. Was it Richard Cody Arena? Again, these friggin' politicians putting their names on these arenas and stuff. These egotistical fuckheads. I can curse. They're egotistical fuckheads, okay? I'm sorry. I can curse. This is the Overnight Escape Underground. Well, I can curse on the Overnight Escape too, but I try not to too much. But think about it. You're a politician. You're supposed to be a public servant. You're not supposed to be this egotistical, like, I am the king of New Jersey. Put my name on the arena. You know, you're not supposed to do that. The Richard Cody Arena. And then they had a giant, like, parking deck, I guess, for commuters. And then they had this zoo, the Turtleback Zoo. So it was like, as I drove past this, it was like, whoa, what is this? This is kind of like a cool little, like, attraction area in New Jersey that I'd never seen before, which is literally, if there's no traffic, I can get there in, like, 20 minutes from where I live. I had never even passed by this before. It's one of those places you wouldn't go on that road going anywhere. You'd have to sort of, you know what I mean? It's not like a main road. It's like a side road. So I saw that, and I was, like, really interested. So at this doctor's appointment, I got out and I had extra time. I took the day off work because it's you know, so hard. It takes so long for me to get into the friggin' city from here. If I had a doctor's appointment and then I had to drive, you know, whatever, it would take me a long time to get into work. Anyway, so I took the day off and I was deciding, what am I going to do? So I actually, and I think I'll talk about this on this recording. I was thinking about going to the zoo, but then I'm like, no, I want to go to the Edison, Thomas Edison's laboratory is there in West Orange. So I went over there, and it was, like, all closed. And I don't think they're only open on the weekends. And apparently the laboratory was closed because it had all these, like, the original, like, you know, like the test tubes and the chemicals from Thomas Edison, like, they were still there. And they were, like, about ready to explode. I got to find the information online. But so I passed by the Edison stuff. And interestingly, because I played that Gasoline Gus song a few tracks back, right? That was by Edison Records, so who knows? It may have been recorded over there in West Orange, or at least the company was based there in West Orange, where Gasoline Gus song came from. In any case, yeah, let me look this up. So there really was nothing going on there. So I went back to the zoo, and I had a great time. Let me just let me find it. This was a long time ago. Thomas Edison. All right, let me pause for a moment while I do this. Hold on. Oh my goodness. You know, I've been sitting here searching for, I don't know, the better part of 10 minutes, and I can't find a reference to it. It just says that there's major renovation going on with the laboratory and everything. They said it's going to reopen sometime in 2007. That doesn't sound likely, but I think it was, there were so many chemicals there. This is what I read a long time ago, that they had to shut it down to sort of renovate everything because it was getting too dangerous for people to go there. But yeah. I'm having a real hard time finding information. I don't know. Let's just say that's what I heard. Okay, thank you. Anyway, so then I head up back to the zoo, and you're going to hear my entire visit to the zoo. It was a really cool visit. I really enjoyed it a lot, and it was very cool. It was a nice sunny day. It was very few people there. Sorry, I keep burping. I feel better now after eating that expired food. Anyway, So this is 2 hours long exactly. Visit, it's official title, Audio Field Trip, Turtleback Zoo. So it's an audio field trip to the Turtleback Zoo in West Orange, New Jersey. It was a great time, and I hope you enjoy coming along and checking out all the animals and all the cool stuff. And there's a little train ride as well in there, too, so check it out. Here's the, get ready to enter the Turtleback Zoo for 2 hours. Here we go, get ready. Here it is. Here we go.